And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Sounds about right. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yes, indeed it is. It's all about the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe has most of the devices. I have a few, but nobody's better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
Thank you, Bob. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and go to our homepage where there's a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of and perhaps a few you can't. All with a wealth of on-demand content, and all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. But last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Indeed they do. And, you know, again, a relationship that was started by the Jefe a long time ago. We continue it to Army and Navy when we go down there each year. These days, and, you know, just being around it, Joe and I had the privilege of being on the field this last year and just watching these kids march in and their parents and their families and everything else and how proud they are of these guys and girls that serve our country. Well, if we can give them a little bit of a taste of home to make them feel a little better for doing it, well, we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it.
Very well said, Bob. So well said that there's really nothing I can add, so I'll add nothing. Up next, we'll set the table, we'll start knocking things down, and get prepared for Grant Hill, NBA legend, former Duke Blue Devil legend, and from CBS Sports and a whole lot of other places. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. Keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Grant Hill here in just a couple of minutes. And him being right off the top, pretty much, why don't we set up the rest of the show, Joe, before we get to Grant?
Absolutely, Bob. You know, and again, Grant, we're going to go as many directions as we possibly can. It's going to be college basketball, obviously, with the Elite Eight in the books and the Final Four coming up and this weekend. You know, that's going to be the focus of a lot of our discussion. As time permits, maybe we'll get to some NBA news and notes and his take on some of the things going around in the world of the NBA, as Grant not only works for CBS doing the NCAA men's college basketball tournament, but works for Turner, you know, TNT and Turner Broadcasting, as well as NBA TV, doing a whole lot of work with the NBA. So we'll try and cover as much basketball ground as we can with Grant Hill in just a couple of minutes here. But after Grant, it's going to be a whole lot of NFL, as a 31-1 vote allows the Raiders to move from Oakland to Las Vegas, and we'll dive into all of that. The San Diego Chargers are, or they're now Los Angeles Chargers, are crowing about selling almost 30,000 tickets. They're a sellout, even though they went from an 80,000-seat stadium to a 28,000-seat stadium. And it took a couple of months. They found a reason to crow in Los Angeles, as the Chargers have sold out the StubHub Center.
Well, you know what they're crowing about. You know how that played out. All the owners bought 1,000 seats each, except Miami, who abstained.
Right, and you know, and we'll get into that. That's pretty good. And we'll get into Stephen Ross and him being the lone dissenting vote on the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. We'll also get into, while the vote says that this is a done deal, the vote was approved and the move to Las Vegas was approved. There's a lot of conditions at play that people haven't talked about a lot. A lot of the minutia and some things Mark Davis and the Raiders have to take care of from a business standpoint that probably wouldn't normally apply if a lot of other owners were doing this, but it's kind of unique to Mark Davis, as his only business is football and he's not nearly as well capitalized as a lot of the other owners. So we'll dive into that. We'll dive into the Chargers and their pride in selling out 28,000 seats as an NFL football team. We'll get to all the other news out of the spring meetings, and then we'll bounce it to some other things. The NBA will get some love from us because the time is going to be there to do it. And very quietly, while the NBA has taken a backseat to college basketball over these last couple of weeks, the Cleveland Cavaliers have fallen on hard times, and the Golden State Warriors have righted the ship. And we'll talk about those two clubs, the directions they're going, and what it could mean to their postseason hopes, Bob.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play around a little bit with San Diego as we wait on Grant. Joe,
San Diego, too. I did the same
thing.
Yeah, Los Angeles Chargers. Yes. I'm going to do it about 100 times. Let's see how many times we call the Raiders the Oakland Raiders, although technically for about 2 to 3 years they still are.
Yeah, well, it's an easier transition because they're bad boys, so you'll be able to make the equation to Las Vegas quicker than you will to Oakland. But, the over-under on me is probably about 40 before I finally start calling them Los Angeles. I'll give you 38.
You give me too much credit, but we've both done it once each, and you know, I did find this story amazing, Bob, that they're actually bragging. I mean, they put out a release. You leave a 70,000-seat stadium, move up I-5 to Los Angeles, go and say, all right, until the new stadium that we're going to play in is ready, we're going to play in a stadium or an arena. It's actually an outdoor arena more than a stadium that seats under 30,000 people. And even though it took us 2 months, we're going to crow that we sold all the seats.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that taking the better part of it, and it's been about 2 months. Would that be about right? It's about a month and a half, 2 months.
Absolutely. Yep.
It took 6 weeks.
Yeah.
In a place as populous as Los Angeles to sell 27,000 tickets. And your announcement is crowing like you sold out the Los Angeles Coliseum in 10 minutes. And you're talking about the fact in your release, well, we've had to hold out an allotment of tickets for, you know, players and their families and visiting team use and community relations. But as soon as we can free up any of those tickets that will satisfy the high demand for Los Angeles Chargers tickets, we'll be sure to disseminate them to the public and get them out there as soon as they can so they can be gobbled up on a first-come, first-served basis. I find this humorous. I understand the move up the road. San Diego wasn't going to build them a new building. I get it. You know, greed is good. It's the NFL. It's professional sports. But Los Angeles is a very, very fickle football market. And this move up the road with no established fan base in Los Angeles and that reaction, failure is written all over it, Bob.
Yep.
All right. Take it away, Bob.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be joined by Grant Hill. And anybody that doesn't know Grant Hill, well, you don't follow basketball. And he joins us this morning here on The Attack. Good morning, Grant. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. We know your time is in demand, and we're going to keep you on focus. But let's talk first about the work that you're doing with Allstate, the Good Hands, Good Works people.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I'm working with Allstate and the NABC, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, and they have a Good Works team. And basically, we've taken men's college basketball, Division I, Division II, Division III, and the NAIA schools, and we've taken 181 nominees and narrowed it down to 10. And these 10 young men, basically honoring them for their volunteerism, for their service in their respective communities, and their stories, the work that they're doing is just fantastic. I'm amazed as a former student athlete that they can carve out the time to devote to these initiatives, considering, you know, obviously being a student and being an athlete and all that's involved with that. So I think it's great. These kids, they get it. It's really, I think, a good message that's important. And I'm just honored and thrilled to be a part of it and look forward to meeting them in person in Phoenix at the Final Four. We got a bunch of fun activities. We bring them on the court during Final Four Saturday. So it's one of the good things, the real positive messages in college sports, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, Grant, you know, the Allstate Good Works team, they do great work and they spread a message of positivity. Let's go to the hardwood now and let's talk Elite Eight, and then we'll roll it forward to the Final Four. I guess I'll start with what I called the main event. It was the finale of Elite Eight weekend. It was North Carolina. It was Kentucky. You know, game got off to, I won't say a slow start, but really that second half, it ramped up so much. And what I was really taken with was the stretch run, where Carolina played so much hero ball but got those shots to fall, while Kentucky, it looked to me down the stretch, had a lot easier looks but couldn't get their shots to fall. Were you surprised at the way the final minutes unfolded, considering the level of hero ball that Carolina was forced to play down the stretch?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, it was a great game, great second half. You know, Carolina, similar situation. You know, second round game against Arkansas, they're down. And then for 5 minutes, they just executed. you know, and got stops on defense. They were able to score and win that game. And then here now against Kentucky, chance to go to the Final Four. About 6 minutes left in the game, I felt like Kentucky had the momentum and they had the lead. And Carolina was struggling. They weren't executing. They were doing too much, you know, one-on-one ball. And then they went to a zone defense for two or three possessions, Carolina. And it just, it almost like it just took Kentucky out of their momentum. And their defense picked up, and they just found ways to execute, get the lead. And then down the stretch, I mean, Monk hit some shots that, you know, I thought Kentucky was out. I thought with maybe under a minute, Carolina was just going to, you know, easily pull it out here. But Kentucky just kept competing, hit shot after shot, and it came down to that final shot by Luke May. So it was it really was a great finish. And, you know, I thought Carolina was dead in the water. And then I thought Kentucky was dead in the water. And then I thought we were going to overtime. So clearly I thought wrong a lot during the course of the game. But it was exciting. It was fun to call, and I'm sure for – you know, all the fans who watched on television, it was just a fantastic finish to Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend.
You know, it's when you look at it and the matchups now in the Final Four, I don't think there's anything as contrasting and perhaps as going to be fun to watch when style against style goes up as Gonzaga, South Carolina. South Carolina, you know, for the people that don't think they belong, they couldn't be more wrong if you've watched anything that's going on in the tournament. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina, just a great story, and you credit those young men, you know, their coach Frank Martin, what he has done and making that program relevant again. You know, what they do, it's hard to prepare for them because you really don't see a lot of teams like them. They just suffocate you. They make you uncomfortable, you know, like, and they're relentless. And so it's 40 minutes of just constant pressure. The way they play, you know, they just play harder than everybody. And they're physical, and they're really good at that style of play. So, you know, they could win it. They could win the whole thing. And because they're such an unusual, you know, team in how they play, and they found their offensive touch. Now they're scoring. I mean, they put up some numbers. And they really feed off of their defense and their effort. And they have a great player in Thornwell who's been as good as anybody during the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, Gonzaga's well-coached. They're balanced. They have great inside play, outside guard play, shooters. They're a good defensive team in their own right. So that will be a great matchup. And I know some of these teams and these players and programs that, you know, some of the fans may not be familiar with, but I think we're going to have some great games, and I'm excited. I am looking forward to Saturday more than you can imagine. You know, last year we had some recognizable teams. We had Carolina, Syracuse, Oklahoma, who had the Player of the Year, and Buddy Hield, Villanova, who, you know, we had some sort of blue bloods, if you will. But the Saturday games were all blowouts, and also the games themselves weren't that great. I think these games are going to be really exciting. Both games, and so it will be a pleasure to call, and I'm sure to watch for those who are watching at home.
One more from me, Grant. It's about the Oregon Ducks. What they did defensively to Kansas, I thought was remarkable, and it bodes well for their matchup with North Carolina. And moreover, what I think is so special about them, the name everybody knows on the Oregon Ducks is Dylan Brooks. He's been their third most important and third best player for much of this tournament, and I think that bodes very well for them in their matchup against North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon is so good. You know, they're explosive, they're athletic, and their defense. I mean, they're a team that, you know, I mean, look, the West Coast is back in terms of college basketball. Oregon, you know, what they've done the last few years, Arizona's obviously been consistent, UCLA, the Pac-12 was a better year this year, and those teams just played each other and kind of beat each other up during the regular season. But Oregon, UNC, that's going to be a great matchup. You know, Oregon's explosive. They can score, they can defend, they have balanced scoring, they have guys who are all capable of making great plays. So it's a matchup nightmare for North Carolina to have to go against this team, and that'll be another one. That'll be another fun game to watch and see who can advance on to Monday night.
One NBA one for me, Grant, and I'm looking and I'm seeing the struggles of Cleveland. We saw how Golden State struggled once Durant went out, but they seem to have gotten things back together. What's going on with Cleveland right now, and in your observations, how has Golden State managed to right the ship a little bit?
Well, I mean, Cleveland, you know, they've struggled since the All-Star break. I think they're 8-10. Their defense, which I thought was as good as it ever was last year, particularly in the playoffs, has been non-existent. And they look tired. They look worn out and kind of have played uninspired basketball here as of late. And last night was you know, that was obviously on display against the San Antonio Spurs. You want to kind of get things going and start playing your best basketball now, a few games before you get into the postseason. And I thought they did that last year. I thought they kind of hit their stride the last 15 games. And there's still time for that team. I do think for them, look, they're the defending champs. They're still the favorite to come out of the East. I think of the Bulls back in the 90s, 1998. I don't think they were a top seed. They might have been a 3 seed going in. But the playoffs are different. You don't have back-to-back games. You have a chance to really focus in and lock in on your opponent, make the adjustments throughout the series. So I think, until somebody, beats them, I have to give them still the nod in terms of the Eastern Conference and being able to represent the East. Now, with Golden State, I figured that they would figure it out, and it would take a minute. Durant had been so big for them this year. That's an experienced team, a championship-quality team, and they kind of have readjusted, if you will, or adjusted to Kevin Durant being gone. The challenge is going to be when he comes back, and now all of a sudden he's finding his rhythm. The team has to adapt back to him. He may have a bit of a different role when he comes back because it's hard to sort of it just depends how good he is when he comes back and how many games he needs to get his rhythm. For their sake, hopefully it's soon or early in the playoffs that he can get back out there. The sooner he's out there healthy, playing at a high level, then the more time that they can take to really, sort of figure out their chemistry. But I like Golden State. I like San Antonio in the West. And, I like Cleveland I think Washington and Boston are teams that are very interesting that could give Cleveland a lot of trouble.
Grant, we want to keep you on schedule, have you for about 45 seconds or so. We talked about how great the matchups are going to be Saturday, and you thought they were going to be great games. Do you see decisively which two teams are coming out of Saturday and are going to be facing each other in Monday's national final? And when it's all said and done sometime after 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, do you have an inkling on who might be cutting down those nets?
I really don't. I hate that I don't know. I mean, I'm not I think Carolina is the conventional wisdom would say that they're the favorite. But, as I'm really sort of investigating and researching and learning more about these other teams, any one of these teams are capable. And I wouldn't be surprised if South Carolina, Gonzaga, or Oregon is the champion at the end of the day. I do like the redemption theme of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I like what I saw this past weekend in Memphis with them. But, as we've learned from years before, anything can happen. And that may happen again this year. So, that's the beauty of the college game. It just takes one bad stretch of basketball or maybe foul trouble or whatever, and you're eliminated, And it's not the best of seven where usually the best team wins. So, that's what makes it exciting and interesting. And, if I had to pick one, I'd say North Carolina. But, these other teams are more than capable.
That's a bitter pill to swallow for Grant Hill. Grant, as we let you go out the door, we really do appreciate the time that you've given us. If you want to get any last words in on the Allstate NABC Good Works team, feel free to do it now before we let you run.
Yeah, guys, no, I just appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about the Allstate NABC Good Works team. I'd encourage everyone to go to the website. You can learn more about it. And I just really want to applaud these young men who are the finalists and also the young men who entered and submitted their sort of resumes. Just amazing that they get it and they understand the platform and the responsibility they have and the fact that they're doing good is something to be applauded. So thank you guys for your time, and I look forward to a wonderful Final Four in Phoenix this year.
Thank you, Grant. Be well now. Have a great broadcast. Bye-bye now. Grant Hill, CBS Sports, NBA TV, Turner, TNT, former NBA legend.
Busy man.
former Duke legend. I mean, he's done it all.
Keep going. That'll take us to the break.
Yeah. Then we're coming back out of break, and we're going back to break. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
Darren Peck bringing us back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And, you know, it's funny, Joe, when you have a resume that can take you through a segment, you know, you're pretty accomplished in life, right?
Absolutely, Bob. And this is where we take about an additional 30 seconds to thank Grant Hill, because guess where we're going in about 30 seconds?
And there you go.
And then we'll get this thing back on track. Sometimes they get them to us a little late. We go in between. We got a hard break. It really makes for some scattershot radio. But you're talking to Grant Hill, and we got his take on the Final Four. And you hit him with basically the major stories in the NBA, and he gave us a synopsis on it all. And when we come back, Bob, we'll wrap up our discussion on the Chargers and then get into the main event as far as NFL discussion, and that's the Raiders next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Well, there you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Just got finished talking to Grant Hill, which was a lot of fun. And then he, like pretty much everybody else, sees four teams that could possibly win it all, Joe. And rightfully so. And as we get later in the week, we'll be discussing that as well.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, I have some definitive opinions on how this will all play out. But I don't think any of these teams is doomed to failure and has no chance. But I certainly have some decisive opinions on how I think the two national semifinals games will play out and then the resulting national final. But as you said, we'll get into that as the week moves along. But let's finish up the conversation on the Chargers, and then we'll get to the main event and get to the Raiders, who are very soon, in the not-too-distant future, going to be known as the Las Vegas Raiders instead of the Oakland Raiders. So when we left you, before we started talking to Grant Hill, exactly, we were speaking about the fact that the Los Angeles Chargers organization is crowing as though they sold out the Los Angeles Coliseum in minutes. But the realities are it took them 6 weeks to sell 27,000 tickets to professional football, to NFL football in Los Angeles. Nothing to be proud of. And then they put out the press release, we're going to do our very best to free up as many of those additional tickets that we've had to hold for players and their families and visiting team use and community relations, et cetera, as we can because of the incredible demand for our tickets. Well, you're playing your games in a phone booth. Of course there's demand for tickets. You know, this is an old retailer's trick. Well, if I limit the supply, demand will go up. At one point, it was called a gas crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gas is 29 cents a gallon. How do we get the price of gas to go up? Well, we'll keep all the oil tankers, you know, out in the ocean, not bring any of the oil here, and we'll cause a gas crisis, and the price of gas will go up. Problem solved. Well, this is kind of the same thing here. How do we make demand for the now Los Angeles Chargers?
Nice.
We'll put them in a phone. We'll put the games in a phone booth. Oh, okay. Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
It did, but it didn't. I mean, you know, and they're obviously trying to spin doctor it with press releases, but the realities are it did take you 6 weeks to sell 27,000 tickets. That's nothing to brag about. It's actually something to be ashamed of. And as all of us realize, were you playing in a full-size stadium, you'd be playing to a half-full crowd or even less possibly, because it looks like the 27,000 tickets that you sold is about what you'll be able to sell for your product right now.
Yeah. You know, Joe, and I have to give credit to the NFL Network, but they never ID themselves on there. I was driving somewhere yesterday, and they weren't talking about the Chargers, actually. They were talking about the Raiders, and it kind of morphed into the fact that before the press release, they were still struggling to sell tickets. And the guy who was on there, I thought he said it very, very well. He said, look, when you announced you were going to play in the stadium, if you took more than 24 hours to sell all your tickets, you have a problem with your team. You know, and he was spot on right. I mean, you think about it. You could sell out a Bruce Springsteen concert at Madison Square Garden faster than the Chargers sold out their stadium, their little rinky-dink 28,000-seat stadium that they're going to be playing in, arena, to be more precise. You could do Springsteen faster than you could the Chargers in L.A. What does that say? And you know, even once that stadium is built in Los Angeles, Joe, they're going to have a hard time selling it out for years. I can guarantee you that. They're going to lose their San Diego fan base. Very few people are going to make the trip up. And then they're going to have to reestablish a fan base in Los Angeles. And they're not going to buy in. I mean, unless they start winning before the Rams do, I'll put the one caveat on it. Unless they start winning before the Rams do. And I think with both teams, if they're mediocre football teams, you're going to be seeing lots of empty seats in Kroenke land.
Hey, we've talked about the fickle fan base in Los Angeles for all professional sports, most notably the National Football League. I guess there's some honeymoon period with the new stadium, but here's the deal. The Chargers share the new stadium with the Rams. The Rams at least have an established fan base in Los Angeles. The Chargers do not. Nope. I mean, they were vilified leaving San Diego by the people of San Diego. They were not exactly greeted warmly by the people of Los Angeles entering Los Angeles. So they don't have a fan base in Los Angeles. I don't think they benefit from the honeymoon of the new stadium, because with the honeymoon of the new stadium, I'll just go see the Rams.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, two teams sharing the same stadium. Well, I don't think the Rams are going to – I don't think it's going to be one of those where the Rams sell out in minutes. So if I want to go see the new place, I'll go see a Rams game. So I think the reality is while the Chargers saw the opportunity for a lot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and economically it still may work out in their favor – the realities are, yeah, economically it'll work out better, but they're going to play an awful lot of football in front of an awful lot of fans masquerading as empty seats because of the climate of this market and the fact that they had no established fan base there. The Chargers are far from a national team, and I don't see from the early signs, I don't see anything that would make me believe that the city of Los Angeles has adopted the Chargers in any way, shape, or form, Bob.
No question about it. Nobody is jumping up and down for Chargers tickets. And, you know, and let's not kid ourselves.
And I like the report you came out, you mentioned where the guy said, well, they couldn't sell them out in 24 hours. What did they jump? And it's pretty much what we said. Six weeks to sell 27,000 tickets should have been done in a couple of days.
It
wasn't. They're in trouble. And wait till you see if they get off to a bad start, even though all those tickets are sold. Wait till you see how many people don't show up, and they're going to be playing in front of 27. They're going to be playing in a 28,000 seat outdoor stadium, a small soccer stadium with 14,000 people in it.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And I'll take it even a step further with that. You know, revenue has to be made up somewhere. I hope that they're willing to bite the bullet in the short term until they get into their new stadium.
$750 for parking.
You know, exactly. $125. I mean, without exaggerating, $100, $125 for parking.
No, that's that's what they charge now for a Rams game.
No.
Not going to be $100. It's going to be more like $200.
No, I get that. But here's what I'm saying. If you're going to that kind of place, and I listened to some Man in the Street stuff. I did some research on it. There's some limited things going on there. There's a lot of front lawn parking over there, you know, because of where the campus is. It's not the facilities are not great. Let's put it that way. It's very minor league. And you've got an NFL franchise going there. So it's going to be very tough to justify. Here's your $17 hot dog. Here's your $22 beer. Here's your, you know, as you said, $100, $125 parking. You know, I'm going to be very curious to see the approach of the franchise as to whether they nickel and dime their fans or in that 2-year period of time. You know, look, you got to start somewhere. We sit here in New York and we look at the fan base, you know, for years and years. The list was there for the Giants season tickets. It wasn't there for the Jets season tickets. But you still had 60,000 people that wanted to have season tickets for the Jets, and then they filled in the rest. Sandy, the Chargers, L.A. has to start somewhere. So if you're going to sell out a 28,000, 29,000-seat arena, treat those 30,000 fans like gold. Treat them like you're never going to get them back in the building unless you're manicuring their nails and polishing their cars and pouring the beer down their throat and feeding them grapes while they're standing there watching it. And maybe you'll have a nice solid base when you finally go into that new stadium. If you do the flip side, Joe, and you gouge them trying to make short-term money on a minor league product, and that's what it's going to be for 2 years, then you're never going to establish or take a long time to establish a legitimate fan base where that initial 30,000, if they're coming out, could end up being your core if you do things the right way by them.
You know, I think you make some very interesting points. I was just thinking as you were doing that, I wonder how the National Football League is going to drape and try and light this place and make this place, when it's half empty, look like it's full. Yeah. Because, you know, say what you want.
100% right.
Chargers go to 2-6, right? Yeah. Next home game. Yeah, the tickets are all sold, but we've seen it all over the world of sports. Tickets are sold, but nobody comes to fill the seats. You know, How do you explain a 27,000 seat place that's half empty? It's a black eye on your league. And, you know, there's benefits to moving to Los Angeles. And most notably, it revolves around their television package. But the realities are there's a lot of disadvantages to moving to Los Angeles. The fickle nature of that market. I mean, I don't know how else to say it and how else to explain it. I understand it's the number two television market in the country. It's got a ton of people. But when it comes to professionals, when it comes to professional football, they are a strange breed. And, you know, I don't know that this is going to work out well for the Chargers. I mean, time is the only thing that will tell. But as you said, in order to cultivate this fan base, you're going to have to spoil them a little bit. The problem with that is once you set the precedent of spoiling them, you have to spoil them forever. How am I going to spoil them when we move into the 80,000-seat place? It's going to cost us a lot of money to spoil that many people, and it's going to cut into our bottom line. And, well, we're a bottom-line-oriented business.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think you could get away with it on the fact that, look, there's only going to be it's not like they're going to have people sitting in the parking lot and up on the grassy knoll watching Los Angeles Chargers football games. Make those people special. Let them spread the word. You know, use them. I'm totally serious here. Use them. You know, use them as your marketing tool. Use them as your advertising tool. When they go home after watching a Charger game for the next couple of years, even if the product isn't all that great, make sure they go home talking about the experience that they had, so that when they start talking to their friends who aren't going to the games, who maybe are going, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind going to a Charger game. Let's see what they're like once they get in the big stadium. Oh, man, you should have seen the way they treated us. You know, we had people greeting us at the seats, blah, blah, blah. You know, we know that's not going to spill over to a 100,000-seat stadium. But the reality is that if you get that good word of mouth, it's like any other business, Joe. You and I have both been in them. Good word of mouth spreads very quickly. So does bad word of mouth. So if they're having a lousy experience, that's going to get told to their neighbors. If they're having a really good experience, that's going to get told to their neighbors, too.
Yeah. Well, very fair. You know, it's a very fair statement. I'm just interested to see how this all plays out. And, yeah. Well, the entire hour one was a little NBA, a lot of college basketball. Who knew we would take this long on the Los Angeles Chargers and their announcement that they sold a bunch of tickets, or a small bunch of them. Hour two, obviously, and we'll set up a little bit of hour two and take a peek ahead to hour two next year on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
I just had me a $62.77 hamburger, and that is one tasty burger.
StubHub Center, huh? $62 yeah. Hamburger. like I said, I am not all that optimistic about success for the Chargers. And a lot of it has to do with the uniqueness of this market and how I think in many ways they misread this market and their ability to appeal to this market. But that said, you know, when you do when you go for a cash grab, as a lot of these owners do, that's the risk you run. I don't know if this ultimately makes them more money than staying in San Diego in the end. I know that despite some of the owners expressing displeasure about the move up I-5, it's going to help their AFC football package because they moved from market 20 to market 2.
Yep.
So there's a plus, and maybe that plus cancels out the minus of moving from market, I believe, 8 to market 40. Which is what happens with the Raiders moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. They move from a top 10 market to a number 40 TV market, and that's going to hurt their AFC TV package. And that's going to be a big chunk of the discussion of hour two. Not only the move, and despite the vote, how it is far from a foregone conclusion, we'll get into that. We'll also get on into the financial impact for the league, for the Raiders, and everything else as it relates to the move, and then move on to some other NFL news as we roll through hour two. But we're going to step aside right now, and in just a few minutes, Bob and I will be back with hour two of the Attack right here on Sports Byline.